Greetings and welcome back to Dice Club! Last time, Saradin, Venus, Marsh, and Kazuka made it to Northhelm Keep and began settling in as Ren, Meadow, and Demetrius continued their exploration of South Pharaoh. After some final interaction with the various shopkeeps, they entered a shop filled with seemingly random objects. Things went pretty bad in there, leading to a high-stakes fight between the three of them and the guards of the town. Meadow was knocked unconscious as the three of them barely managed to escape, though Ren, holding an unconscious Meadow, lost track of Demetrius and is now lost in the woods, alone. Let's find out what's next!
Saradin and Marsh, you are in Northhelm Keep with Kazuka, and you have now just entered this dining hall kind of area, and the lights did a really cool thing when Kazuka came in. So now you're in here. She's kind of just looking around. What are you guys doing?
Saradin walks up to one of the plates that's sitting there and is like, "No food, no problem." And then out of nowhere just dumps 10 berries onto a plate. And that's going to use up all my spell slots.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Good choice.
I swear to god, if we have to go into combat after this, I'm going to be pissed.
I have three spells, and only one of them is good for combat, so we're good. Okay, we're good.
All right, and I don't think those berries are going away, so...
Yeah, it's just 10 berries that we have now on a plate.
I sit down next to Saradin, and I take out a bunch of just, like, loose leaves I have in my bag, and I also set them down on the plate, and I just start eating them.
Sorry, you just have leaves? Like, from a
tree?
Yeah,
I have leaves. Yeah.
Are you also eating the berries?
What's the state of the leaves? Like, are they, like, crunchy or, like, still, like,
no,
fresh leaves?
No, they're, like, soft. There's, like, some basil and, like, lettuce and stuff like that.
Okay. So not just, like...
No, there are some of, like, just, like, some random leaves in there, too. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That makes sense, actually. Come to think of it. Nice.
I sprinkle a little bit of, like, the poison... mushroom spores on it.
Oh my god.
Imagine.
Just to feel.
Roll a con save.
Venus also sits down and she doesn't have any food on her, so she just puts her hand axe on the plate.
Saradin grabs a few berries and puts them over on your plate. There Aww. You go.
Don't you still Aww, have
a caring. Thank you.
I take another leaf out of my bag, but this time it's a crunchy one and I hand it to her.
I eat a berry.
You are healed for one hit point, and you don't need to eat for the next 24 hours, because you're
Holy
cold.
Shit! From one berry?
Oh my god.
One berry, baby. It's like elven bread of berries, but one hit point.
It's a pretty good spell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking sick.
Kazuka comes and sits down by you guys as well.
I put a berry on her plate.
She's eating that berry now.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, nice berry. Good berry.
That is the name of the spell.
Nice berry? It's
good berry.
Perfect. Can I finish eating and then go see if there's like a kitchen or anything?
Sure.
Cool. Would I roll like investigation for that?
I think just, like, in this room, there's the door you came through, and then on the opposite wall, to the one that you walked through, there's a door, like, on the, there's two doors, one on, all the way on the left, and one all the way on the right.
I'll go on the left door.
Okay. You go through the left door, and behind it...
Behind it?
You can see...
There's a dragon that comes out.
There's a dragon,
me.
And it comes and it eats you. You can see a...
Now I'm the good berry.
That's a funny goof.
Funny goof.
And now we're all good right. berry.
Maybe the good berry were the friends
last
we made
name,
all along.
Actually, good berry? That could be my last name. Fucking Fearbogs. I don't think
is
I don't
it?
Know if Fearbogs have names. Have last names.
Interesting.
It's our fantasy world to do with what we will. Maybe they
well,
so
it's my true. Fantasy world to do
it's,
with what I will.
It's fantasy world, not ours.
All right, but behind the door, you can see mm-hmm. a staircase that is leading down. Like, it's like a square room that the stairs like kind of like spiral down around.
Can I
and
go and open up the right door? See what's in the right door?
You can see what kind of looks like a supply room where there's like kind of crates and shelves and like boxes.
Can I look through some of the crates and boxes and stuff?
Sure.
What's in them?
I didn't hear the first half of what you said.
Can I look through some of the crates
and
the boxes?
Oh, yeah. You can look through them.
What's in them?
So, you look inside, and in some of them there's some, like, old fruit and, like, some bread.
Like molded fruit?
Yes. And it all looks kind of grody, like, super grody. Most of it you can see just, like, it's just, like, food in there, but it's just, like, kind of yuck.
Like, petrified
it's been sitting
and shit like that?
Yeah, like, just really, yeah. really bad quality. Like, you wouldn't want to eat this food.
I eat this food. No,
oh, my gosh.
is that everything that's in there? Is there anything else in there that I notice?
You can do an investigation check.
Cool. Fuck me. Insight, you said?
Investigation.
Investigation, that's a 4.
Great. Yeah, basically.
Cool. All right, I'm gonna wave over Venus, I think, to the, like, I go over to the set of stairs and I wave over Venus.
Saradin follows.
So does Kijuka.
I thought Saradin was still, no, I don't know if I wanted, because you could follow us, and I thought Saradin was still eating. But
I had one.
I'm walking
berry.
Over there and I'm being like really secrety about it because March is being secrety and I don't know that Saradin and Kijuka are following me.
Oh my god. Okay.
What's up, Marsh?
Yes, what's up, Marsh?
What's
happening? These
scared me.
Stairs lead to.
Oh, this goes down to the armory.
I run down.
Yeah, me too.
I'm literally an armorer. I just got into the armorer subclass. I run down.
Whoa. Okay. You run down, and then Kijuka's kind of following behind you guys, and the torches on the walls are kind of doing the same thing they did, like, throughout the rest of the castle, where they'll just, like, turn on a bit before Kijuka walks past them.
That's so
and
cool.
You make it all the way down the steps, and there is kind of like an arched doorway leading into a room that kind of looks like a naturally forming cave, but it's like an open space.
Is Kijuka leading the way?
No.
Okay.
Tenfold, describe this arch you just said was there. Would you say it resembles another arch we might have seen along our journey?
Is there a slot for a certain crystal that we have?
No.
Okay.
Fuck you.
It just looks like an arch doorway. Like stone bricks all the way around. No indents, no indentations.
It's just perfectly smooth.
It's just smooth. It's crazy how smooth this arch is.
Unnatural. Like Saradin doesn't like it. Doesn't touch it passing through the doorway. Just doesn't want to touch these unnatural stones.
When Kazuka gets down, I look at her and I kind of like nod my head towards the door, like kind of in a way like, can I go in?
She makes an after you gesture.
I open the doors!
All right. You
roll initiative.
You go through and there's this like cave room that torches turn on and it's illuminated, and you can see lining the walls are like weapon racks and armor stands of just all kinds. And there's like some other boxes down here full of just other miscellaneous stuff. You can look through them and you'll see like there's like one, there's just a whole big box just full of caltrops. Like, just chock full of caltrops.
I don't know what that is, but that's cool.
You know, like those little, like, spiky things that you may see in like a super spy movie in a car chase where they drop out of the back of the car and the cars drive over them and their tires all, like, pop.
Oh, like in the Lego movie.
Like in the Lego movie, exactly. Just like Lego movie.
Can I roll for advantage to kind of investigate this?
I don't think you would have advantage, but you can definitely investigate.
Penis. I'm rolling like dog shit. Ugh.
Get better.
Get good.
If I had advantage, I would. Investigation, that's a 5.
Yeah. There's you can see what I've described. There's armor stands full of just a bunch of different kinds of weapons. You can see some pikes, you can see some great swords, you can see a whole lot of short swords. There's like a box just with daggers in it, just a bunch of daggers, and yeah. There's.
Can I do an arcana check actually to see if there's anything magical that I notice in here?
That's not what arcana checks are.
Well,
that would be detect magic.
That would be detect magic.
Well, I cast detect magic because I have that
okay,
spell.
You can cast detect magic.
I cast detect magic.
There's not really an aura. Besides the, you can detect actually the, there's a lot of the abjuration that you sensed before.
Yeah.
And a little bit of conjuration. Yeah.
What can I, do I notice anything about Kazuka specifically? Like, is she also kind of covered in this abjuration magic or?
She has. There's definitely an aura around Kazuka, but it's very faint. Like, yeah, very, 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 very faint. You can tell it is of conjuration. Not so much abjuration, though.
Interesting. Okay.
Any...
All right, I'm just going to start kind of looking around at some of these armor stands.
Any possum-sized armor up in here?
I think there's probably some... There's, like, some leather, like... braces and like shin guards and probably like a helmet that you could like, they're maybe not intended for your size, but they definitely work. There's mm-hmm. there's some like really little gloves,
little gloves
that there's just, and they're very nice. They're very cute. They're like green. They're like knitted green and blue.
Cute.
Like
taking
mittens.
Them.
All right.
Taking these damn gloves. Kazuka, can I have these gloves?
Sure. Frankly, I don't know what they are, to be honest. But yes, you could take
gloves.
They're gloves.
Did I sense anything magic about those gloves?
Put me. Nope.
Fuck. All right. Well, then I'm not gonna cast identify on it. I'm not wasting
they're
a spell
definitely
slot
gloves.
On identify.
Putting on those gloves, and I don't think this will add anything, but I'm going to take one of the like arm braces and just put it around my like the base of my tail just to make it look cool.
Cute.
That's
I'm already
fun.
Wearing leather armor, so I think it doesn't do anything for me.
I like it though. I like the flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's Venus doing is what I want to know.
Oh.
I was also just thinking about that.
Venus was spacing out just as I was just now.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, Venus already has some pretty cool weapons.
That is true. I guess this room might be boring to Venus then. As a fighter, I would assume it's great, but like if you already know what you want and what you've got, then like
it's just everyday stuff for Venus as a fighter.
And it's a good just one a day in the life.
Can I like toss a sword to her?
Venus catches it. Can I roll to catch?
Sure. Probably
what do I roll for that?
Probably a dexterity saving throw, I would imagine.
Dexterity save?
Yeah.
To catch a sword, you better be good.
Oh. You better be really good at this.
I like toss a sword to her like...
oh my god.
Gaps.
That's a 7.
Oh no. This 40-year-old woman just fucking like drops this big knife.
Okay, Marsh throws you a sword, and you reach your hand out to grab the sword.
No.
But it, like, your hand was too high, instead of, like, hitting the hilt of it, you hit the blade of it, and it,
fuck.
It, like, do you have gloves?
I do.
No.
Sarita does.
Okay.
I also toss a blade to Saradin.
Oh boy.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Okay. It.
Saradin
it,
took
like,
my plot
it,
gloves.
It cuts your hand a little bit.
Do I take
so
damage?
So you can take a point of damage.
A point of damage. Wow.
1 point of damage.
I've got a fix for that.
Venus just goes, "Ow! What the hell, Marsh?"
Kazuka doubles over. And she grabs, she puts her hands on her head, and she's, like, kind of shaking, and then she stands back up very quickly, and she says, somebody's here, and runs up the steps.
follow.
Oh, man, I hope it's Red and Meadow.
I hope it's them and not someone else.
I'm just gonna grab more, I'm going to grab one of those car things that you described.
Okay.
Caltrops. Caltrops.
Can I grab 6? Are there knives? Are there knives in this room?
Yeah.
Can I grab 6 knives?
Sure. Oh
six okay. knives.
6 of
can
them?
Can I make it 7? Can I grab 7 knives?
Well, I don't know if, like, carrying capacity can...
6, maybe. 7?
I have a utility belt.
Oh, that's a bit too much.
For a 7th knife.
Plus, 6 knives sounds like 69, so for the goof.
For the joke, you gotta have 6 a knife.
6 knives? Yeah.
6 a knife?
6 a knife. 6 a knife. Venus is now Italian. Right. 6 All knives.
Right. Anyways, are you done interrupting my high stakes moment?
Yeah, sorry.
Edit it out.
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah. Well, now I can't, because now you have 6 knives that just appeared. So, you're running up the steps.
As we're running, I think I'm like, reaching into my bag and, like, putting kind of stuff together and then putting them back in my bag and, like, making little trinkets and stuff.
Okay.
To prepare for a fight.
Kazuka goes and runs through the dining hall. And then out of it, and then to the right, to the door that you saw at the end of the hallway. Not the one that leads out, and she goes through that one. She's, like, way faster than you guys.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm falling as fast as I can.
All right, you...
I'm scampering.
Is her speed, like, 90 or something?
Yeah. So...
Fuck.
You get to the door, and you can see that it's another staircase, but it leads up. And, as you go up, you can hear Kazuka's hurried footsteps, and then they stop. And you reach the top, and you can see this kind of room that is surrounded by windows that are overlooking the mountain and the forest and the whole, like, surrounding area. And you can also see the kind of pathway that leads up to the entrance, and there you can see Demetrius. And only Demetrius.
No.
Oh man, I'm getting a bad feeling about this, guys.
Suspicious of this.
What do you do?
Where's Meadow? Where's Meadow?
Where's Ren?
Why would Demetrius come by himself? I don't know. I think this is suspicious. Do you trust this? That he just show up here by himself without them?
It's definitely not good, no.
Can I do an insight on him?
I follow.
Sure. You can do an insight.
13.
You can see that he looks very disheveled.
Mm-hmm.
And he's walking kind of slowly and, like, dejectedly, so something happened that you can tell he's upset.
Okay. For example, our teammates are dying or something. All right. I fall down after her.
Okay. You make it down the steps and then to the door of Northelm, and... Kazuka, like, opens them very quickly. No. They swing outwards. And she walks up to Demetrius, who looks up and just looks so relieved to see you all and to see that this is a safe place to be. And Kazuka's like, what are they? What happened? And he looks at all of you in turn, and he says, we got into a fight at the town, and we got away. Meadow got hit. Ren carried him into the woods. I was running. There were guards chasing us. I lost him. I don't. At some point, I lost the guards, but I looked back and they weren't there. I don't know where they are.
Saradin climbs up onto Kajuka and is like, I don't trust any of this. We need to close the doors and see if he can actually make it in by himself. See if this is actually him. I don't trust this. This is fake.
Hearing you say that, Kazuka takes a step back, and Demetrius is like, I will do this if that's what it takes. I will do this.
He has to be lying.
Saradin, I'm being completely honest with you.
Saradin just goes back inside.
I want to run past him. I want to go see, like, I want to go try and find them. Bye.
You just leave.
he grabs you as you try to run past, and he's like, Marsh, it's really, really wouldn't be the best idea to go out there. There's still probably the entirety of Kairos forces. I saw Cyrus. I looked him right in the eyes, and he knew I was there, and he knew which direction I went. They're gonna be hunting. It is not safe to be out there right now. We have to get inside.
Can I send something out there, like one of my little things, like one of my little like guys?
Mm-hmm.
I was preparing them on the way here. I'm gonna send. It's a little, like, animatronic, like, squirrel, or, like, chipmunk or something like that, and, I imbued it with Spare the Dying.
Okay.
And I'm gonna have it try to, and find, actually, no, I'm gonna imbue it with Cure Wounds, and I'm gonna send it out into the woods, and, I tell it to activate if it finds... Ren or Meadow, and then I kind of look at the woods and then go back inside with Saradin and Kazuka.
Okay, so the four of you go inside. Demetrius actually does stay outside, just to kind of like, I guess, prove himself. And he's probably also curious about if he
can still do it. Still. Yeah.
So Kazuka like locks the door, and a few moments later, the doors appear again, and he opens them up, and he walks inside.
Interesting.
You left them.
Oh no.
He can't speak. He can't look you in the eye. He just walks down the hall further into the castle.
Saradin doesn't even just stays in one place and doesn't even like look him as he goes past. Just like finds a window and stares out of it.
Venus is like definitely in shock. Is the door still open?
He closed it behind him, but it's not locked.
Okay, Venus opens the door and walks out. And she's like, I'm with Marsh on this one. We can't just leave them there. I should have been there. I should have been there for them. I'm the fighter of the group. I'm the fighter. I should have protected them. I knew I should have gone with them.
Venus, listen to me. Listen to me right now. I understand. They're out there and they are probably in trouble, but please, we're not gonna do them any good by going out there and getting ourselves captured or worse.
What are we supposed to do? Just wait? Wait for them? They don't even know where we are.
She doesn't have a response to that.
Well, okay. If you're not gonna let me leave, then we might as well just make a plan. Because we have to do something.
Marsh nods at that.
You come back inside. Kazuka closes the door behind you and then locks it.
Good.
And I think now I...
Can I do one thing before we cut over?
I think we're gonna do a little bit of a time jump here.
Can I do just one thing?
Sure.
Sorry. I just want to, I'm going to go up to one of the windows that overlooks the, like, entrance of the castle, and I'm going to, like, full, like, sniper, like, get my, crossbow ready. And, like, right out the window, just, like, ready if I see, Kairos soldiers.
Okay.
And then that's right. That's what I'm doing.
All right. And now it is now a few days after this has happened. So you've probably been inside this building for 3 days now.
3 days?
And it's coming, and the third day is coming to a close. Sun is starting to set. It's in the beginning phases where the sky is starting to change colors. You all are kind of just here and waiting a little bit. What have you been up to? Just in a brief like summary, what have you been doing in this castle for 3 days?
I don't think I've left. I think I've stayed there. I've probably been like, I've probably rested my crossbow, like, on the windowsill, and I've been, just working on these pieces. I might have gone down to the armory again once to look around again, but I've mostly just been kind of tinkering and getting more supplies ready for if soldiers come.
Venus has been, like, pretty much out of it. She hates the idea of losing someone because she couldn't do enough. So I feel like she's just been just sat by a window throwing her knives up in the air and catching them for 3 days straight, just waiting.
I think Saradin found a very high part of the castle, just like kind of climbed up in there. And has been just preparing, like, arrows, making sure their weapons are sharp, and just waiting and watching and doing a lot of pacing around and not really talking to anyone.
Yeah. We all kind of, like, isolated.
Okay. Saradin. It is... the sun is beginning to set. You're just kind of, like, watching it contemplatively. Thinking about all the sunsets that you've seen before. And how this time you're alone watching this one. And...
Oh, man.
As you think that... Demetrius actually comes up and finds you. And he says, hey, Saradin.
Saradin doesn't answer.
He doesn't take his eyes off you, and he says, I need you to know that the second that things get safe, I will not stop until we know what happened, until we find. And then he's cut off, and he doubles over in pain.
No!
And then he stands up, rigid. Someone's here. And he runs down the steps.
Yeah, Saradin's gonna, like, push past him to try to get down first to see what's going on.
So, Saradin and Demetrius, you're running down, and as you're, like, you kind of go down through some hallways that end up back in that area with the dining room, and Kazuka is there, like, looking around frantically, and Demetrius says, you felt it too? She said, yes, go, look, now, go. You run to the door, and you open it, and there you see Ren. And Ren is carrying Meadow in his arms. Hey everybody, it's Tin, back with some ads. You know the drill, you know the deal even. Got some ads. And I'm just gonna cut it straight with you. They are hot off the presses. I just want to say super quick thanks to Dax Ayrton on Reddit. That's DAXAYRTON. He's got some really, really interesting stuff on his Reddit that you should go check out. He let us use the homebrew for the Possum Folk race we use for Saradin. He's cool. Go check out his stuff. He's got a lot of interesting stuff there. Thank you all for listening. It's been today, the day of upload. It has been one entire year of Dice Club, which it boggles my mind that it's been an entire year already. It flew so fast. But thank you to everybody who has been listening from day one. Thank you to everybody who's started listening since then. It's honestly one of the best things that I get to do, and I'm only continue doing it because I know people enjoy it. So if you do enjoy it, you can share the show with somebody. We're gonna be putting out a lot of episodes this month, like three of them, which isn't really a lot of episodes, but for us it is. We're gonna be putting out three episodes. One of them, okay, I talked about last episode, maybe doing like a Q&A kind of thing. But we didn't really get a lot of questions from a bunch of different people. So if we don't get enough questions by like next week, then we just won't be able to put it together in time. So if you want a Q&A kind of episode, send us some questions. There are some places you can send questions in the link tree. That's linktr.ee/thedice club podcast. Don't tweet at us. The Twitter's gone. It doesn't exist anymore. That's a garbage fire that we are dipping out of, so there's that. Another thing, the song you heard and are about to hear was composed by Me and, well, mostly my very good friend, Danny, DC3. I don't think he has anything currently out, but he will probably very soon. I don't know about very soon. I actually have no idea, but his online handle is DC3 or something. But, and another thing, there's nothing else. Next episode will be out on January 8th. So there's that. I've made you wait long enough. Here's back into the episode. Let's find out what's the deal. You're in the woods. You just realized that Demetrius just kept going. He's not with you anymore. But you also know that the guards just aren't anywhere near. You can't hear any sounds besides ambient forest noises. And here is Meadow at your feet, unconscious, with two arrows sticking out of her. What do you do?
I think what Ren does is that he like sort of crouches down beside her, a little bit like holding her, but like gently and barely. And then just sort of like inspecting the arrows, and then just sort of like crouches down beside her in a little bit of a fetal position, and just like holds this pendant he has around his neck, which is something that his mom gave him years ago, and it's just like fuck. And I think he's sitting there thinking about how like. This is his fault, and they wouldn't be in this, like, the only reason that Meadow is here lying on the floor of this forest dying is because of him. And he just, he looks at her, and he just, like, puts his hand on her shoulder, not, like, touching the wound, but near the wound, and is just, like, fuck, just help, I don't know, and against all odds, this barbarian, who has never shown an aptitude for magic at all, even once in his life, casts a cantrip, spare the dying specifically.
Oh my god!
Okay. Holding this pendant from your mother who gave it to you so long ago, you feel just a warmth, that starts in your hand and then permeates through your entire body, and then it, all kind of moves into your other hand that's not holding the pendant, and you place the hand onto Meadow, and the bleeding stops. And Meadow, you are now
hell yeah
stable.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
This is just like Tangled.
Not dead!
Holy shit. I'm shaking so much right now.
Right now, Ren, you are here.
Mm-hmm.
You have an unconscious, not dying, but still unconscious Meadow, and you're alone in the woods. Mm-hmm. What's your next move?
It's not an ideal situation. I think he tries to remember if, Kajuka and Demetrius ever, like, told them or, like, showed them on a map where the location of the fortress was.
I think they did. Like, right before you split up, there was, like, a map that when you talked about who would go where, you know kind of the general direction, and you know that Demetrius was, like, probably going that way.
Okay. I think that he's going to pick Meadow up and start walking in the direction that he saw Demetrius was going and that he thinks the castle is.
Okay, you holding Meadow, you just start walking. And you walk for a long time. Like, a long time. Hours. And Meadow's not, like, super heavy, but definitely not.
Yeah, no, she's a human being who's, like, 5'10". And so she's thin, but she's 5'10".
She's a human being and who's, like, 5'10". So
I'm not dying, but I did take some damage, so, like, not ideal situation.
Exactly. So you're not... You are getting very, very tired, and the sun begins to set. What do you do?
I think I keep walking for as long as I can, but once it's, like, dark, I find some, like, shelter to sleep.
Why don't you make a survival check?
I'm so good at survival. Ooh. I wish I was there. I'm so good at survival, guys.
I've literally never asked anybody or seen anybody use a...
Why do I have a plus three?
Too bad I'm unconscious, because I'm good at survival.
Okay, well, I have a plus three, but I rolled a six, so that's a 9.
Okay. You...
Which is not ideal.
You find, like, kind of an alcove similar to the one you like, fell into. And you try to put up, like, some sticks, like, to make a makeshift, like, stick, like, fort. But it's not very good. You're not very good at it. And you kind of climb down, still, like, fully exposed to the elements. And you make camp for the night. I don't think you can, like, even, like, make fire. You just have this stick hut that you laid Meadow in right before.
Actually, you know what I think that he does is he like tries to make fire with like sticks, and then he can't do that, and then he tries to channel the like the same warm feeling he had when he healed Meadow and tries to make a fire, but that also doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't.
So he's just sort of like, well,
it should be noted that you actually don't feel that warmth again as you try to conjure up any within yourself, any kind of like anything that'll wake up Meadow, anything that'll start a fire or anything, but you can't.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you have this stick hut, not a fire. You kind of curl up next to Meadow for like conserved body heat, and you spend your first night out in these woods. I want to kind of do, like, I don't want to go through every single day that you spend out here, but there are some, like, moments that I'd like to capture. It is the morning of, after you first woken up, and Meadow is kind of, like, stirring, but not, like, awake. What do you do?
I think when I see her stir, I'm like, come on, Meadow, come on. But obviously she's not conscious.
Does not wake up.
So I think I take some of the bread that we bought in the town out of my bag, and I take a piece of the cabbage and I put it on the bread, and I'm like, well, we came here for this. we got through it all for this head of cabbage and this loaf of bread, so might as well fucking eat it and have a little breakfast.
Nice.
I also listen around. Do I have water? Do I have water? That's a good question.
I think everybody's got a water skin.
Okay, I have water then.
Nice.
Oh, does that count as a rest?
That's so I'd say silly. That counted as a rest, considering you rested.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're just kind of chowing down on this sandwich, and as you are, you see ahead of you, probably about 10 feet away, there is a small. I think it's a fox that you see walk out of like the shrubbery in front of you, and it kind of just sits there and looks at you.
I sit there and look back at it.
It does that for a second, and then another one comes out next to it, but it doesn't sit down, another and it walks up to your sandwich and is kind of smelling it.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm like, okay. I throw a little piece of bread at the fox.
It catches it out of the air and eats it very, very quickly. And begins smelling it again. And then another fox comes out and walks towards Meadow and begins smelling Meadow.
Oh, that's not ideal. Can I... can I roll animal handling to see if I can... No. Okay. Oh, well, I got a 5. So I don't know shit about foxes, I guess.
You try to, like... get them away from Meadow and your sandwich. I think one of them just eats the sandwich out of your hand and just grabs it from you.
Oh, that's great.
And a couple more come out of
I think I'm like talking to them like dogs, like down, no.
A couple more come out of the woods and start like messing around more with Meadow than just like more than just sniffing. Okay. Like kind of like
when they like pushing and when stuff. They like start sniffing her, I'm like, no, back, and I like pick her up.
Okay, all of them kind of start snarling at you.
Oh no!
Oh shit! I don't know how to fucking punch foxes. That's can't really climb
punch
a tree.
Punch Foxes is my favorite punk folk band.
Oh, that's true. That would be a sick band name. I can't like climb a tree while holding a body.
Don't think so.
Better not try.
No. I think I take another chunk of the bread out and I'm like, You see this? And I like get all their attention with it and I throw it in the opposite direction and I start like running
just
away.
Just booking it. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So you run away from the foxes as they all like you take out the bread and they like are all eyeing it and you move it around and they're all just like following it with their eyes and then you throw it and immediately they just run after it and then you run away and then later that day there's a point when you are walking through the woods again still holding Meadow and you can hear voices from up ahead.
That's suspicious. That's weird. I hide as best as I can.
All right. Roll a stealth check with, I'd say, disadvantage.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Okay. That's so sad because I literally got a natural 20 for
no.
one of them. The worst one was 14.
It's a what?
14.
14. Okay. You,
that's not bad.
That's really not bad. You walk, or you find this, like, kind of thick bush that is between a couple trees, and you're, like, between the trees and, like, behind the bush, and Meadow is, like, on the ground there, and you're, like, above Meadow, like, peering through this bush, and from ahead of you, you can see four Kairos soldiers, and they are walking by, and you have, and you hear, all right, guys, we really gotta focus up here. If we don't find him, you know what he wants. We gotta find him. Come on, guys, we've only got 3 days. We gotta find him. And
Only 3 days.
And they kind of walk past you. And eventually they get out of sight and out of earshot.
Hmm. Are they walking in the same direction I'm walking?
No, they were coming actually from a similar direction that you were coming from.
Huh. Interesting. Okay. I think after they're, like, out of sight, and I feel like I've waited an appropriately long amount of time, I pick up Meadow again, but I start walking, like, being more stealthy as I walk, like, trying to...
All right. We're going to jump forward a little bit to... now it's the third day, and it's about noon, and you are walking again very, very cautiously. There have been a couple times where you hear voices and you have to hide. Sometimes you see people walk by, sometimes you don't, and you just heard them far away. But you're making progress through the woods, but slow progress at that. And Meadow's been, like, stirring more frequently, but... Yeah, you're just making very slow progress, and then you hear rustling in the bushes near you.
Oh, no.
About, like, 4 feet to your left.
Can I perception it to see if I can figure out what it is?
I'd say you can investigate, yeah.
Investigation. Where is that skill? There it is. Oh, yeah, I have a minus one. That's fun.
Oh, no.
I rolled a two, so that's silly. So I rolled a two minus one. That's not great. I think I sort of panic, and I try to hide.
Okay, you can see. Well, roll stealth with disadvantage.
No.
Oh, no.
Okay. Six,
okay. You hide behind a tree. It's not a very big tree. It doesn't hide all of you, but you kind of get behind it, still holding Meadow. And out from these bushes comes a very small metal chipmunk.
Yeah, my child, my baby!
Okay, that's weird. Okay, I think I go... I see it's not, like, a guy, but I'm still, like... suspicious of it, because, like, what if it's, like, a spy or something? Like, I don't know how this world works. I might have surveillance chipmunks.
It also looks, pretty beat up.
Oh, no!
Oh, shit.
My boy!
I think I like, find somewhere soft to set Meadow down very gently, and I, like, squat down in front of the chipmunk, and I look at it closer.
Okay, you look at it closer. Do you touch it?
Yes.
All right, you kind of, like, go to, like, grab it, and as you do, you recognize the spell Cure Wounds being cast on you.
Whoa!
And then the chipmunk kind of falls apart a little bit, but it's, like, still... It's still in operation. It just looks really, 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 really decrepit.
Oh, I'm like, shit, 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 shit. And so I bring Meadow over and I, like, touch her to the chipmunk.
Nothing, like, happens.
No!
Fuck!
God damn it!
God fucking damn it!
I couldn't have metagamed and said it yeah. only activated with Meadow because I didn't know Meadow
yeah.
got fucked up.
Oh, that's fun. Well, now Ren's at full hit points.
I mean, he
that's
probably
fun.
Was already because of the long rest.
Because the rest is,
yeah.
Fucking man.
I think.
I tried.
Ren just sort of, like, sits on the ground and is like.
You sit on the ground, and then the chipmunk starts kind of moving away from you. I imagine it has, like, it's like one of those, like, fake mice that you see in cartoons where it has, like, wheels at the bottom and it kind of just, like, goes, like, around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Making really, really, like, low quality, like, squeaking sounds. And,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Marsh
definitely, like, recorded those themselves.
yeah, you...
So it's, like, Marsh going, like... Squeak.
That's so much better. You can hear the voice of your very good friend Marsh just saying squeak, come out of this chipmunk. And it starts to move away from you. Kind of in the direction that you were going, but like a slightly different course.
I think when I hear the voice, I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. And I start like following the chipmunk with Meadow.
Oh my god.
I don't
god.
Just leave Meadow on the floor. Can you imagine?
Imagine?
See ya.
Bye, Meadow.
Bye, Meadow.
So funny, though.
Oh my god.
Go through all that trouble and then you just abandon her on the forest floor.
Okay. You follow this chipmunk for a while, and it's kind of just going in one direction, like sometimes like
one direction
moving.
I'm gonna murder you. That was an audible sigh.
Anyways,
sorry. And then Tin decides that Meadow does die, actually, and Alex
is Meadow
not
dies
on the podcast
right here.
The chipmunk goes and attacks Meadow.
No, yeah. So this, you follow the chipmunk for a while. It kind of like is going in one straight direction. Sometimes like moving to the side to avoid like a little rock or like a twig or something that's in its way. Until after a few hours of this, it runs just kind of into a rock and it falls apart.
No, my child,
Humphrey.
With one last,
like, shit.
Squeak. And, then yeah, it is now composed of its individual parts, just lying on the, in a pile on the ground.
I think Ren gathers up the little bits.
Yes.
And sticks them in his pocket for good
my
luck.
My boy.
And start keeps walking.
Okay.
Child.
Now, it is about sundown, and you can see an opening in the forest. And you, holding Meadow, walk through this opening in the forest, and there's like a mountain path that you walk up and through, and then and you can see what you assume to be North Elm Keep, where you were going to meet the rest of your party. And as you approach it, you can feel like shivers kind of go through your body, but they quickly subside, and you continue your approach, and then the doors open, and you can see Kajuka and Demetrius and Saradin.
I think seeing them, I think he, like, walks forward to them and then just sort of, like, falls onto his knees and, like, holds Meadow out and is like, please, someone help her.
Demetrius,
I saw them approach the castle, right?
Huh?
I saw them approach the castle,
yes,
right?
Yes, you probably are making your way down. Kajuka goes, runs back in to find you, Venus. Demetrius, as Meadow is being, like, presented to you all, Demetrius, like, looks at you, Saradin.
Can you carry her?
Saradin doesn't know how to react because they've never seen Meadow like this. They just start yelling, like, who has healing spells? Who has healing spells?
And I think I come down at that point.
And materializes a handful of berries, just like ready for the moment that Meadow wakes up to give them to her.
Can I pick up Meadow and like take her to heal her?
Okay.
Saradin is following, obviously.
I have a hold on.
I think you there's a portion of the keep that's kinda like barracks where mm-hmm. there's like bunks and like beds and stuff, and there's...
I was thinking if we need to, we could like shove all the silverware and plates off the table and just put it there.
I kind of like that image actually more, so I'm going to go with that. Because you're trying to like heal her as fast as possible. Mm. So you like shove definitely. The plates off the table and lay down Meadow. And what are you doing?
I do want to say very quickly that I just want to like flex my cool fear boldness, and it's not hard to pick up Meadow at all because I'm a powerful build and I count as one size larger when determining my carrying capacity and the weight I can push, drag, or lift.
Is this the moment?
Anyways. Yep.
Nice. Nice.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
We're all very impressed with you.
I'm very glad. I cast Cure Wounds on her. I don't remember Cure Wounds.
Great.
Hold on, let me look it up.
A creature you touch regains a number of hit points equal to 1d8 plus your spellcasting modifier.
Yep. All right. That's... So that is 9 points she's healed for.
That's wonderful, because then, you know, she has HP.
And since you now have HP, woo! Meadow.
Yes.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Saturday! Yeah! Saturday, I'm not... Oh, fuck, I'm not dead.
And then I kind of back away. I back away to let, like, Saradin and,
Meadow is, like, clasping at the shoulder where she got the initial wound, like... Like gasping, just fully.
I think you probably removed the arrows before the healing
the spot.
Happened.
Just not aware at all.
He's got permanent implanted.
That it's been 3 whole days. Like for her, that was seconds ago.
Right,
Meadow.
Saradin.
Meadow.
Saradin. Oh, thank God! I thought I was gonna die without
you. Are you all right? I knew I shouldn't have split up from you. You can't fight.
I'm never
fight.
Gonna leave you behind again. Oh fuck.
Is my fault.
No, it's my fault. I was the one who left. That got shot.
This is not your fault to get shot.
I shouldn't have engaged so in combat. Stupid. I shot at people. So it's fair enough. How am I not dead?
Can I also go check up on Ren?
I don't think that Ren can meet her eyes.
My eyes?
No, Meadow's eyes.
Oh, I didn't know Meadow was there, or I didn't know Ren was there. I thought Ren was still, like, at the door.
No, you're all inside now.
Oh, okay.
Doors are locked, right?
Yes, the doors are locked.
How does Ren look? Does Ren look like
Oh,
right?
I look great. Like... I look wonderful, actually. My skin is glowing.
Ren looks fantastic.
I look well-rested.
He just got the cure wounds on him,
mm-hmm.
So he's like looking fine. He looks tired. I'll say he looks tired, but definitely like not clean. Definitely has seen better days.
Yeah,
but
emotionally, I look a little dead inside.
Physically unharmed.
Physically, I'm fucking phenomenal.
I think Venus is like right by Ren. And as soon as Meadow's okay, she turns to Ren and just, like, grabs his face and, like, rotates it to see that he's okay and, like,
oh, cute!
moves his bangs off of his face. And, like, his bangs. And he's like, are you okay? Like, that's 3 days. What did you do in 3 days? Are you okay?
3 days?!
Oh, yes. Hey, Meadow.
How am I not dead?
Saradin holds out some berries for Meadow.
Thank you. I'm starving, actually. Like, by the literal definition of the word, starving.
I think Ren pulls out the cabbage and the bread without saying a word still and offers them to Meadow, I guess.
Whoa.
And then everybody laughs, and then it goes to black and white, and then the credits start rolling over the image as it freezes. I think that is actually a good place to kind of leave it for now. Very briefly, before the recording, I told you all to level up to level 3. Let's very, very quickly just give a rundown of what that means for everybody and what you can, like, kind of do now. Let's actually start with Ren.
Oh, yeah, let's start with Ren.
Okay. So, Ren, you might have guessed, did take a level of cleric. So now he's a second level barbarian with a little cleric in there. And I think I'm going to do that in a very, like, you know, plot-y way. And not a super, like, oh, he can magically, like, summon flames. Like, because that doesn't make sense, you know? So we'll see how that works out. We'll see. He's just a little bit stronger.
Because, like, you did say, like, I think it was an episode or two ago, where, like, you said your mom was a cleric.
Yeah.
So that... You did say that, yeah. I remember that you said that because canonical lore. Wait, maybe I'm your mom.
Yes, this human woman. Oh, yeah.
A human woman who's, like, about the same age, I think.
Younger, actually.
Yeah, probably
and doesn't
younger.
Have a uterus.
Well, magic is a
it's
crazy
insane,
thing.
Yeah.
Ain't that just
that's
the way?
That's so true.
All right. No, any other big changes to the Ren character besides the magic now?
Not really. Just a little beefier. I got more hit points. My armor class is still not super high, but I think that's just a barbarian thing. It's fine. I can take it.
How many hit points do you have?
What? Hit points?
How many hit points do you have?
Currently 45. Someone tell me if that sounds wrong, because I'm not sure if I did it right.
That's pretty good.
That's a lot for level 3, but it sounds right.
Oh my god.
Dude.
Saradin. Yes. What new updates do we have to the Saradin brand?
Well, I just realized that my hit points, they used to be like 12 or 14. Now they're at 28.
Ayo.
So that's solid.
That's better.
That's pretty solid.
Let's go.
I chose my subclass, pretty standard hunter archetype.
Okay.
I also have, every ranger gets this, but I can now use one of my spell slots to sense whether any aberrations, celestials, dragons, elementals, fae, fiends, or undead are present within 1 mile.
Ooh.
Ooh, nice.
Or
that's
up
a big
to six
radius.
Miles if I'm in my favorite terrain.
That's a big radius. Good.
What's your favorite terrain?
Yeah. And then I got, like, my, like, special ability from my new subclass, where once on each turn, if I attack someone with a weapon, then I can attack another creature that's in with like within 5 feet of it also with the weapon.
Fuck
yeah, that's pretty much it since it's just level 3, but it's pretty good stuff.
Still pretty baller. All right.
I got some spells. Do you want to know what they are?
I think we can wait until later. Marsh, what's new with the Marsh brand?
Me. So per usual, Rain has decided that my character has a really cool, weird, spooky, mysterious backstory, and subclass is related to that.
So what is it?
It is armorer.
Ball in.
So it gives me some really cool stuff. I get some new spells. I get magic missile and thunder wave, which is really cool.
Underwear.
I get this thing called Arcane Armor and Armor Model. And I got some more spells. My hit points went up. Now I'm at 22 instead of, I think it was like 12 or something before. I don't remember.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's decent. That's kind of it. I had to remake my entire character sheet.
Yikes.
But I finally have some offensive spells.
Good,
now,
very good.
Which is really good because before I did not, and I think that's going to make for some very exciting combat because now I can like send all my little.
No, you're not even
going to
be like
guys
useless anymore when that comes.
Hey, they talk to a plant.
You're right.
I'm gonna
you're not useless.
I talked to
they literally
plant.
Talked
you
talk to
a whole plant.
Plant.
And you turned invisible and ran away one time. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then what's his name got hit in the butt cheek? That was crazy.
Right in the butt. That was great.
Erwin or whatever his name was.
Urix.
Urix.
What a guy.
Erwin. What a man. I'm just taking that name and giving it to somebody else later on.
Erwin or Urix?
Urix round two, electric boogaloo.
Urine.
Venus.
Hey.
I'm just gonna blow right past that one. Venus, what's new with your brand?
Okay, Venus got quite a bit of stuff. First of all, of course, her hit points increase. They were like,
what are you at now?
I'm at 35, but right now I'm at 34 because somebody decided to throw a sword at me.
Combat Master Marsh over here.
Didn't you get another berry? You would probably be at 35 because it's been days.
Oh yeah, it has been days since that, so you're at 35.
There's just like a small scar across her hand.
First of many. Anyways.
Badass.
Okay, so I got Action Surge, which is a cool thing.
That's nice.
Yeah, so I can push myself beyond my normal limits for a moment, so I can take an additional action.
Nice.
Yeah, and I also chose my martial archetype, which I chose Battle Master, which allows me to have different maneuvers. So I have three new maneuvers. So.
Which ones did you pick?
You want me to just name them off right now?
Name them off.
Okay.
Wow.
Sweeping attack, which is I can hit more than one opponent at once.
Very good.
Riposte. I think that's how you say it. Riposte. That sounds right. When a creature misses, I can use a superiority die to make an attack and add the superiority die to my damage.
So if somebody misses, you can just like right then attack them back.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it'll do more damage.
Sick. Nice.
Nice. And then my last one is Menacing Attack, which is my personal favorite. When I hit a creature, I can use a superiority die to attempt to frighten the target. So Venus is just now a bit more scary.
So like you can attack somebody so good that they're just going to be scared of you forever?
I'm gonna scare the shit out of them.
That's nice. Yeah. That's nice. And Meadow.
Yeah. So,
what updates to the Meadow like corporation do we have in this?
Meadow
in this,
is not a corporation. This,
yep. Meadow's
Meadow
big business.
Would never
Meadow
be a corporation.
LLC.
Meadow LLC. What do we got?
well, previously her hit points were 9, which is why she died so easily. So now she's leveled those up to 25, so that she doesn't die from 2 arrows. Good upgrade, I think, seeing from experience.
Solid upgrade.
Solid.
Pretty decent, yeah.
More than double. Good job. I have
good job.
More spell slots. I have good second job. Level spells. I have Channel Divinity.
Nice.
What's your Channel Divinity?
No, I have to look it up because my character sheet. Shut up. It's
okay. No, never. That's fine.
Physically hold. Charm animals and plants and turn undead.
Very good.
Ooh, charm animals.
Like that a lot. Nice. We're just gonna do a lot of plant talking, I guess.
Plant.
Yeah,
talking.
I almost got a plant talking spell.
Oh my god.
And then I was like, maybe not. Let's do the berries.
We get a new member of the party, and it's a plant.
All right.
Marsh is like more or less a plant.
Right now, I kind of want to do a little like post-credit.
Mm. Okay.
Whoa.
Meadow and Saradin, you are in the kind of barracks, the bunk room. Meadow, you're kind of just like lying down, getting some rest, as you should. That was kind of a lot. I think Ren, you're also there, but I think you're asleep. And so, yeah, Meadow and Saradin, you are in the barracks room, just kind of hanging out.
There was this really weird thing that happened before I had my near-death experience, if you will. We were at this market, right? And we found all these really nice and sympathetic people. I think most people are against Kairos, actually, in this world. So we've got that going for us, but we found this stand at the market, and they were selling tapestries. And so we approached them, and we tried to talk to them. They wouldn't react to anything I was doing, really. And then Ren showed them the, you know, the one that we found in the sewers?
Yeah, the cool one about us.
Yeah, and they looked at it, they inspected it, and they were, like, when I say that they wouldn't react to anything I was doing, I mean, they were, like, it was like they didn't know that we were there. They were just, like, weaving their tapestries just completely out of it. It was kind of creepy, to be honest. And then they saw this one, and they all stared at me, and they looked fucking terrified.
Oh.
Oh.
Huh. Huh. That's, yeah.
I don't know what to do with that.
I got some...
I mean, I was... when we.
I got some gloves.
I mean, when we found the first one, I thought that was really exciting, because it was like... I mean, that's the kind of thing that would happen in the book, you know? But I don't know if I like this.
Yeah, they don't really, they don't really talk about the part where it's kind of all on you, huh?
Yeah. It's a lot of pressure, and I nearly died in very, very simple combat. From, like, two arrows. So I don't know if I'm the right person to put that kind of pressure on. And, you know, I know, I was... You were the first person that I thought of when I woke up, but I feel kind of bad that it wasn't Mom, you know?
I mean, I'm honored, but I don't know, she wasn't that...
No.
I don't want to say your mom wasn't but...
She just never would have found out. It's a different dimension, I don't even know where we are.
Yeah, you just kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
And as you say that, Meadow, kind of across the room, on one of the walls, you can see that there is a crack where there wasn't before. And there is a kind of white light coming through it.
Holy shit.
Touch it. I mean, I...
What are you looking at?
Wall. What the... Are you seeing that?
What? No, you are not.
What? Is it Ren? I mean, I know he's snoring, but...
No, there's...
No!
I...
Ren just has, like, a CPAP machine.
Don't assign Ren snoring. That's so...
Sleeping like an old man.
No, you're kidding me. You are seeing that, right?
No, what are you seeing?
On the wall.
I don't see anything. You want to touch it? I usually touch things I'm not sure about.
I usually touch things I'm not sure about.
I don't know if I want to touch it, actually. That seems like a dangerous thing. Tin, do you want me to touch it, or do you want to cut after? No, you do not.
No, we're okay. Still rolling.
Or I could touch it, since I don't see it.
You don't think you'd be able to find it. I feel like she sits up. Or like more so than she was previously. I imagine she was kind of leaning against the wall or something, and moves over to look at it closer, but I don't think she like touched it, like not right away anyway.
As you get closer to it, you realize that the crack, it looked like it was on the wall. It's not. It is actually like about an inch off the wall.
What the fuck?
And then it's gone.